your stick.
He just ripped it out of my hands coming by the bench, actually. I didn't know what was going on there. And then he exchanged it back on the way out. It was a little too small for him in the slot, though. I think he would have buried one if he had his own.
You were on the bench, and he skated by and took it?
Yeah, I always had one leg over the boards, and he just ripped it out of my hands. Yeah.
It looked like you had one in your hands, and then he kind of threw it back at you, and then you kind of didn't know what to do with two sticks.
Yeah,
go out and score.
Yeah, well, I wanted my game stick back, so you know, I was changing for him, so I just took it back and threw my other one over the boards. Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Connor, how does it feel to contribute in a big way in a big game? I mean, that was an entertaining hockey game against one of the league's best, and you get in the goal column.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was great. Nice pass by Ecky there. I thought our line was doing a lot of good things with the puck, and it's nice to get rewarded.
Who else but Hyman in the overtime? Hey, I mean, he always just seems to come up clutch for you guys.
He does, yeah. He's a big time player for us, and he shows up time and time again in big moments, and we're lucky to have him.
You were part of killing that penalty at the end. That was probably unjust. It would have been a lousy way to lose, but the fact that you guys killed the penalty makes it something we can talk about or joke about.
Yeah, I agree. I think we showed a lot of resolve. Kind of, obviously we weren't happy with the call, and I think we put it behind us and just got the job done. It shows a lot about the character of this group.
When you look at the standings, and I'm not saying that you did before the game, but it's nice to get at least a victory and a little bit more separation from teams that might be chasing you.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's we don't think we're done. We got a job to do in this regular season, and it's one game at a time. And I think really liked our process in our game tonight.
Connor, when you surrender the two-goal lead and it's 3-3 hockey game late again in the third period, what's the messaging on the bench?
I think it's just stay composed, back on the attack mode. I mean, just, obviously this game's it's a game of momentum. And obviously, they get one and then they get another one right away. And, the momentum swung in their way. But I thought we did a good job of, settling it down, staying composed on the bench and just go back to doing what we do. And we came up with a win.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.